This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our special episode, Destination Moon. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. A big part of the Apollo 11 mission was to beat Russia to the moon. And when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin got there, they planted an American flag to show the world we got here first. But that didn't mean that America could now lay claim to the moon itself. So who owns the moon? Edward Saakashvili looked into this.
About 5 years ago, Sam Grubbs from Leicester, England, got a birthday gift from a colleague.
It came in a box. It's a brown A5 cardboard box. In the front it says, 1 acre of land on the moon.
1 acre of land on the moon. Sam opened the box, and inside there was this certificate.
It says, Lunar Deed. This document represents the transfer of 1 acre of land on the surface of the Earth's moon from Dennis M. Hope.
The land had been sold by a man called Dennis Hope, the alleged owner of the entire moon. And so Sam wondered,
who's Dennis and how did he become the owner of the moon?
Good question. So I tracked down Dennis Hope's real estate company. It's called the Lunar Embassy. They're the world's top sellers of land on the moon.
My name is Chris Lamar. I'm the CEO of Lunar Embassy and the acting president of the Galactic Government.
So why do they say they own the moon? Well, in 1980, Dennis Hope sent a letter to the UN stating that he was now the owner of the moon. The UN never responded, so Dennis just started selling the land. If you send $24.99 to the Lunar Embassy, they will send you a certificate for 1 acre of land on the moon. But Chris Lamar says some people have bought a lot more. They've paid over $25,000 for city-sized plots. Does that seem like a little bit too much? Does it seem fair to make somebody pay that much?
Well, yes, most definitely. I mean, it's the cheapest property in the whole solar system.
Cheap, maybe. But
legally, it's not possible to own a piece of the moon.
That's Claire Finkelstein. She's a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania and an expert in international law. I showed her the Lunar Embassy website, and she was horrified.
This is a very strange claim. They can't be anything but fraudulent.
Most space law experts agree. Claire cites the 1967 Space Treaty.
Article 2 says that outer space, including the moon and other celestial bodies, is not subject to national appropriation by claim of sovereignty, by means of use or occupation, or by any other means.
Basically, the treaty says space belongs to everyone. It's a global commons. And because governments can't control land on the moon, individuals can't own land on the moon. You need a government to recognize land ownership. So even if you have lots of certificates from the Lunar Embassy or other similar sites,
those claims will never be recognized.
So that should settle the question. Nobody owns the moon. But what Claire told me is that this idea that the moon and space belongs to everybody, it's increasingly in danger, not from shady real estate companies, but from governments.
There are serious threats on the part of countries to appropriate outer space.
Space is coming up in politics once again.
We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force.
The move to militarize space.
The militarization of space.
Concerns of a celestial arms race.
We must have American dominance in space. And so we will.
Countries like the U.S. and China are ramping up their interest in the moon and space again, for commercial and military reasons. If some of those ambitions turn into reality, Claire says, the Outer Space Treaty could collapse.
It is a concern. It is a concern.
And if the treaty collapses, lunar land ownership could become a thing. But that would be done by governments and big corporations, not the Lunar Embassy.
The Lunar Embassy is not a real embassy.
For The Pulse, I'm Edward Saakashvili.